Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the old Knight Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Well, tonight's topic, Scott Walker, the GOP governor of Wisconsin, and the likely 2016 presidential contender, knows how to stop ISIS himself. Let's get right to it, shall we? Well, America's newest superhero, Scotty Walker, GOP governor of Wisconsin, said in public this week that because of his ability to strip public unions in Wisconsin of their right to collectively bargain, he was beautifully positioned to tackle straight on the newest threat to world order, ISIS. Furthermore, he went on to say that his hero, Ronald Reagan, captivated his imagination when in 1982, Reagan fired 13,000 air traffic control operators, thereby neutering that union. Walker's father is a minister, and Walker himself is an evangelical. He's Oral Roberts on the stump. It was his homespun faith plus the direct intervention of the Koch brothers, their money, that got him elected governor in 2010 and reelected in 2014. Walker has had a solid GOP lockstep majority in both houses of the Wisconsin state legislature since taking office in 2014. In 4 short years, he has become the epitome of the douchebag guide to government, which is, number one, bust unions and gain political power. Number two, cut middle class pay and give tax breaks to the wealthy. And number three, government. Because after all, that gets things done. And isn't that what we all want? Walker is as boring as watching paint peel. But he's a crack baby, mainlining Koch brothers campaign cash infusions. If the Koch brothers could draw up the ideal, pliable puppet candidate, Walker would fit that bill to a T. Whereas Jeb Bush is muted, toned down, Brooks Brothers in style, Scott Walker, with his evangelical streak, is not shy to go biblical and let loose with some fire and brimstone as part of his overall message. Yes, Governor Douchebag will no doubt corral the rock-hard GOP base, but his walk-on-water foreign policy stance is like a house built on sand. The next wave to come crashing down will obliterate that house. Walker is like a 3-minute egg timer, tipped over and due to run out very shortly. He's a lightweight with bombastic comments that make it painfully obvious he doesn't have a clue about the world at large. And without the Koch brothers' money behind his gubernatorial races, and the very same Koch brothers' money that literally bought Governor Walker the solid GOP majorities in both houses of the Wisconsin state legislature, Scott Walker would be just another bland, anemic county administrator, which he was, the county administrator of Milwaukee, masquerading as a governor slash statewide office holder. Frankly, the longer you continue such antics, such as I can defeat ISIS after my union-busting tactics in Wisconsin, Mitt Romney might just do yet another flip-flop and jump back into this GOP rag and go for the more even-tempered Presbyterian slash Methodist vote. And we could have a three-way race come August in 2016 at the GOP convention between Jeb Bush, Scott Walker, and Mitty Romney. Now, that would be some trifecta for TV viewing. But again, from the old Rough Rider, Knight Rider himself. The bottom line is the bottom line. And the bottom line is Hillary going away in November 2016. But the GOP will definitely keep us heartily entertained all through this thing. Well, thank you very much for listening. That wraps it up for another Rough Riders radio episode. This is the old Rough Rider, Knight Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit, and remember, we ride, but you decide.